Looks like Albert Pujols hit his 695th career home run in the eighth inning, and Miles Mikolas tossed eight scoreless innings to help the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Chicago Cubs 2-0. Pujols is fifth on the all-time list behind Barry Bonds at 762, Hank Aarons with 755, Babe Ruth, 714 home runs, and Alex Rodriguez, 696. The Cardinals record their eighth series sweep of the season. They have won 18 of their last 20 home games. Chicago has dropped 7 of 8. Shyheim Brown blocked LSU's extra point attempt with no time left to give Florida State a 24-23 victory Sunday night, spoiling Brian Kelly's debut as Tigers coach. Despite a slew of mistakes, including a muffled punt with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left, LSU came within the extra point of tying it in the wild finish. Florida State's Trayshawn Ward fumbled at the LSU one with 1 minute and 20 seconds to go. And Tigers quarterback Jaden Daniels drove LSU for a touchdown on a 2-yard pass to DeRay Jenkins with no time left. But Brown deflected Damian Ramos's kick, touching off a Florida State celebration. Erik Jones took the lead when Kyle Busch's engine blew up, then pulled away from Denny Hamlin after a final restart 20 laps from the end to win the opening NASCAR Cup Series playoff race at Darlington Raceway on Sunday night. Hamlin is seated sixth in the playoff. He closed in on Jones's bumper but couldn't make the winning pass. Jones went on to his second career win at Darlington and third NASCAR victory over two of his former teammates at Joe Gibbs Racing. It was also the 200th win by the iconic number 43 car, made famous by Hall of Famer Richard Petty.
Area farmers, would you like to come?